During his childhood in Nyasaland in British colonial Africa, Henry Meadows is subjected to an event related to fluid dynamics, the discipline he'll eventually become a specialist in. But its effect on him isn't a question of science really at all. It's about a terrible emotional scarring that limits his ability to interact with people later in life. So far as verifiable facts go, I do not even know how I was rescued, only that I was removed by the colonial authorities to an orphanage at Cape Town in South Africa. From there, a cousin of my mother's took me on, paying for my continuing education at Dowie in Berkshire, and later funding me at Cambridge. Laminar flow and whirling flow. I had seen in a single terrible instance the regular predictable straightness of the one and the viscous, unpredictable evolution of the other. I had also experienced difficulties relating to the vantage point of an observer, that positionality in time and space, which, along with the two types of flow, is central to fluid dynamics. What I hadn't understood, except in the most immediate and tearful sense of personal bereavement, was the full human dimension, how the event would distort my perceptions of and relations with others, how it turned me into this inward, unreflexive creature, this truculent, obtuse, curly-haired character I now look askance at in the mirror in my cabin on the Habakkuk, lifting my head from the page. Of course, the hair is white now, whereas once it was dark. The blank paper, too, it strikes me now, is also like a mirror, but a cloudy one, as if the flux of human thought condenses when one tries to put it into words. I wasn't the only one to suffer. Hundreds died in the Zomba mudslide of 1931, but I counted as the moment when psychic night and the physics of the atmosphere entered my head. It has been a kind of dizziness in my life, and oddly enough, I was not the only one to feel it. For months after the mudslide, there was an epidemic of dizziness involving twitching tremors and falling down among the local Chichewa, some kind of psychosomatic response to the mudslide among those who had survived. It spread like a contagion through the populace. It was often followed by nosebleeds. I had something like it too, doctors said, and perhaps that is why the whole period is so hazy in my memory. For all that, I miss Nyasaland greatly. It is part of what has formed me, and I would like to return there one day. I loved the rows of tobacco, where they hung lion tawny in the curing sheds. I loved the palm-fringed lakeshore and those wicker baskets the weaver birds made their homes in, up the flashing ribbon of the Shiri River, where, under towering gulfs of green, the boatmen pole their canoes to the rhythm of a soul-shuddering song. What happened to the past? Why was it taken away from me? Who siphoned it off, like the mosquitoes settling on the boatmen's backs, to suck their blood?